Today's reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning in verse 11. Deuteronomy 30, verse 11. For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them. So Moses continued to speak these words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I am no longer able to go out and come in. The Lord has said to me, You shall not go over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, so that you shall dispossess them, and Joshua will go over at your head, as the Lord has spoken. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. And the Lord will give them over to you, and you shall do to them according to the whole commandment that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give to them, and you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Then Moses wrote this law and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, at the end of every 7 years, at the time set in the year of release, at the Feast of Booths, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God at the place that he will choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, men, women, and little ones, and the sojourner within your towns, that they may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, and be careful to do all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land that you are going over to the Jordan to possess. Today's reading is a bit shorter, but he's still reiterating these things that they needed to know, and I'm going to start with the end of our reading, because I think this is very important. We've seen the law being reiterated several times. And notice here that he tells them that every year when they come together for the Feast of Booths, they needed to hear that law again. That repetition is important. Reminders are important. Sometimes we think, oh, I've heard this 100 times. I don't need to listen to it anymore. No, we do need to listen to it. God is speaking to us. We need to listen to it again. We need to read it again. We need to study it again. Another sermon on it again. Having our minds stirred up by that way of reminder is very important for us in terms of our faithfulness. In the beginning of our reading, he said there in verse 11, This commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. Well, as I read on Sunday morning from 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, it says, This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. That's not necessarily to say that they'll be easy, and it's not to say that they're just going to come naturally, but it's to say that it's not burdensome because we have the joy of serving the Lord our God. And he's not given us commandments that are so difficult that it's completely impossible. In fact, we know that God strengthens us and helps us, and that we can rely upon that strength in order to strive for this righteous life. Now, that doesn't mean I won't make mistakes. I will. Sometimes I feel like I make way too many mistakes. But I have the grace of God, I have His mercy, and I strive to walk in the light so that I can be forgiven of those things. They had mercy as well. They had ways to be forgiven of sin under this old covenant. But he said in verse 15, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you, by loving God, by walking His ways, by keeping His commandments and His statutes and His rules, then you have life. God will bless you. He will help you. But verse 17, if your heart turns away and you will not hear, you're drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, then you shall surely perish. They had a choice between life and death, between obedience and rebellion. It's the same choice that you and I have still today. Then in 31 verse 7, we begin to see that which we see reiterated to Joshua several times, be strong and courageous. We need to be strong and courageous in serving the Lord our God. That's the thought I'm going to leave you with today. Be strong and courageous today. Serve Him today. Obey Him today. Choose life. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.